Nick. Nick, I may not have much time. There's a murderer on the loose. Someone is butchering women on the streets of Waterloo, and Londoners are afraid to walk alone down darkened streets. Many have dismissed this as a problem of the lower classes. But when a gentleman's daughter goes missing, something must be done.
We have an enduring fascination with the Victorian era of British, and particularly London's, history. All the more so, it seems, if someone is being mysteriously butchered and there's an unconventional sleuth to help us sort it all out. But as we wait for the Marvel Cinematic Universe to repurpose yet another Sherlock Holmes as a superhero, so I'm thinking Johnny Lee Miller, perhaps as a slightly raffish Brian Braddock, there's a debut novel from Queensland author MJ Tia that offers up a fascinating take on the Victorian detective novel. She Be Damned introduces us to Eloise Chauncey and throws us into the dangerous streets of Waterloo, where women are being found dead with horrific injuries, not unlike a surgeon's room gone wrong. Eloise Chauncey is an accomplished courtesan and sometimes detective who, having elevated herself from a former life of privation, now indulges her independence with little time or patience for those who would dismiss her as a mere woman. When a case presents itself, Eloise must leave her Mayfair home and return to the streets of Waterloo, the scene of her former life in a brothel. There, Eloise ingratiates herself into the dangerous and deceptive world of beggars, bone sores, and ambitious police. I'm a sucker for a good page-turning mystery, and especially one that's willing to explore and perhaps take on some of the tropes of a genre. So Eloise is a self-consciously strong protagonist, and throughout the novel, we're made aware that despite the dismissal that she receives at the hands of male characters, of course, male characters, she is in fact powerful and accomplished in her own right. She Be Damned immerses itself in the history and language of its time, and this means that we are treated to an array of slurs and racial epithets that I'm not repeating on the radio, and you're probably not used to hearing so much. Look, there are no sex workers in Eloise's world, and while she styles herself a courtesan, there are an array of insults that she must endure at the hands of the society she moves in. Similarly, her assistant Amar suffers the suspicion and curiosity of onlookers for her Malaysian descent, and in turn, we learn of her struggle at leaving her home and relocating to England. These are deliberate and penetrating portrayals of strong women moving in what was very much a world dominated by class, culture, and patriarchy. The physical butchery and brutality of the murders of women at the heart of the novel is juxtaposed with the savagery of the social criticism, highlighting the onslaught of violence that women suffer at all turns and in all aspects of their lives. Social undertones notwithstanding, She Be Damned is also a fun, pacey novel to immerse yourself in. Our detective takes us through the usual darkened, Ripper-esque streets that you cannot help but assume are foggy and gaslit. The mystery works here, offering up suspects and suspicion, danger and misdirection. Even when I occasionally saw a twist coming, it was no less enjoyable to watch it play out. So Nick, if there is one thing that I love more than bringing you new Australian stories, it's bringing you a new Australian series. She Be Damned promises to be the first of their Eloise Chauncey mysteries, and I'd say it's off to a strong start. And look, I'm looking to bring you some more series over the next few weeks. I know you love a good series. You are a binge reader as much as you are a binge watcher of amazing stories. So next week, I'm going to be introducing you to another new series by an Australian author, Nevermore by Jessica Townsend. Think fantasy, think YA. But for today, why not straighten your cravat? Roll out your carriage through the 19th century London streets of She Be Damned.